big Trans Texas and Delta coming in out there.
Yeah.
They got a big deal going on down here now for expansion of the runways and everything. They're going to make it a lot bigger. Anyway, I went to work out there for 3 years. I worked out there 3 years. And I was due to take over maintenance out there when one of the county commissioners came out one day. I was working on a diesel tractor and asked me if I wanted a job down at the subcountry house here as a superintendent, maintenance superintendent over the courthouse, welfare, and parks. So, you know, I was kind of leery of taking it because I was going to take over out there. I asked him how much it paid. Well, it doubled what I made out there, so I said, yes.
Yeah.
So, the past commissioner's court, they transferred me down here, and I took over the maintenance here. I've been here about this week, my fifth year.
Yeah.
And I come in here like, well, I come in slow, and then took over like a barnstormer.
Yeah.
The place was completely run down, and all this maintenance wasn't getting done, and all this. Making my living now, I was running. Well, it's like running a big farm or a ranch, really, if you stop and look at it the way I look at it. Just taking care of everything here, keeping the crew busy. So I got about 10 or 12 acres here of park and buildings.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Now, when you're coming up, can you tell me about the first house you were born in?
Yeah, the old house is still there, as a matter of fact.
What was it like?
We had a kitchen, a big kitchen, with a great big, I never gonna forget that, a great big old window fan in it. Daddy made it himself. Put a, I think about a half horse motor in it. And this is how it was cooled with a big window fan.
Yeah.
And it had a small living room. It was a two bedroom house with a bathroom, that's all it was. And it was pretty nice little place, but like I say, a little. And we had a garage that was separate from the house with a tall trellis that mom had those vines growing up. She worked in a flower bed naturally, you know.
Yeah.
And the garage was separate. Then back behind the garage, a bunch of trees, and then back there is where Daddy had the barn. And we had a turkey pen, a chicken pen, and then the goat. The barn section, the milk room.
Yeah.
And the milk room was separate from all that where he could keep it clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had to pass, he sold goat milk too, so he had to pass the, let's see, what was it? The veterinarian anyway inspected it periodically, so he had to keep it scrubbed down. You know.
Yeah.
So, then he had a cow barn way out in the back of the pasture there, that's where all the cows
were
fed. And,
shelter for?
Yeah, 10 barns all in the world. And couldn't afford wood.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, how did you build a fire in a fireplace? Do you remember?
Yeah, well, that's easy. We used lighter pan to start the fire. Now, you cut your oak logs up, you use oak because they burn slow and you get a good hot coal.
Yeah.
And you cut your oak and let it dry. Well, it will dry in your wood pile. And you stack your logs and put some lighter pine splinters underneath. And you lay maybe one or two sticks of lighter pine. Usually it didn't take too much lighter pine. And you light your splinters, which is, you know, like a little shaving. And that would start off right off the bat. They're like gasoline, really.
Yeah.
And before you know it, that old oak will catch on fire. A lot of pines you trip with lighting fire. Now, a lot of people don't even know about this. And I've seen times where Daddy took cow piles.
Yeah.
And he'd make fire out of them. We do that up in the woods all the time now. I guess that's one reason why I like to hunt so much.